Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a like me. Gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning, oh God, for this amazing grace. We are so thankful, Father, Lord Jehovah, that out of the many people in this world, amazing grace got a hold of us. Lord Jesus Christ, some of us were running away, but Lord Jesus Christ, amazing grace chased us. Oh God, it found us, oh God. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful, we are so thankful, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, to be under the grip of amazing grace. How sweet that sound that saved a wretch like me. Lord Jesus Christ, we are so thankful, we are so grateful, Father, even also to believe the message of the hour. It is amazing grace. There are some people, even better people, who heard the message but could not believe it. But amazing grace, how sweet that sound. We are so thankful this morning, oh God. Lord, what can then stand when amazing grace has been applied? Lord Jesus Christ, we challenge any devil, we challenge any evil spirit in the name of Jesus Christ because of amazing grace. Heavenly Father, oh God, we don't fear anything because of amazing grace. It's a finished work. Oh, we thank you this morning, Father. Be with your children in the various places, oh God. Be with your children, Heavenly Father. Give them mercy, grace, faith, oh God, that they have to take, Almighty Jehovah, what is within them, Almighty Jehovah. One, thank you as we commit the reading of the word in your hands, Lord. We ask, oh God, that you come and take over, Lord, and speak to your children, Father, that at the end of the service, we shall be like those men who were going to Emmaus, say, did not our hearts burn within us as we spoke to us on the way. Grant it, Father, we pray. We surrender, we commit the service, Lord, in your hands. Father, it doesn't matter the circumstances. It doesn't matter the situations. But Lord God, the word of God is true and defeat the enemy any place, anywhere, and under any condition. We thank you, Father. We invite the Holy Ghost, Almighty Jehovah, to take over as we surrender, Lord, in your hands. In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray as we thank you, my Lord. Amen. I want to greet you this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What a privilege this morning to have time for the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to believe you are happy. I want to believe the Lord is keeping you. For sure, the Lord is our keeper. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Wherever you are, if you can just give a clap offering, a resounding clap offering to the Lord to say, thank you, Lord, we are in 2020. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us this far. A clap offering to the Lord. We are so thankful this morning, once again, as I greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm happy that the Lord has given us another day to worship him. We are so thankful, we are so grateful. Amen. Before we go into our service, I just want to make an announcement of a courtship. I know it's something that makes people happy. It is also good just to do things the right way, yes. This courtship is between Michael Chikosi, Brother Michael Chikosi. He's in Dubai. He's courting Sister Dorcas Mangochi. We want to pray that the Lord will be with the couple and guide them until the day of their wedding. So we want to thank God for these two who are walking together in this life journey. Coronavirus or no coronavirus, people still getting into courtship. We want to thank God. That. May we stand to our feet. We want to read scripture. Mark 4, verse 36. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And when he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. I like that. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen. May the good Lord bless the reading of his word as you take your seats. Amen. The prophet read this scripture and preached a message calling Jesus on the scene. We're also going to talk about the same thing this morning, calling Jesus on the scene. So naturally, when your team appears that you are in a battle and you seem to be losing the plot, you call for or you seek for reinforcement. Now, this reinforcement is like you are referring to a superior power or one that is deemed or perceived to be a superior power. So you call upon that when you come to the end of your wits. Now, in the Bible, we read the story of Saul, you know, when he was at the end of his wits. He went to the witch of Endor, a deemed, a perceived superior power. Now, we also read of Jacob having a wrestling match with the angel of the Lord. Now, he had come to a fix or to the end of his wits as well. He realized that his brother was coming. He was not coming in peace, but he was coming to maybe to kill him. So he had to refer to a superior power. He had to wrestle with the angel of the Lord. Now, if we look in this passage where we read, the disciples, they were coming maybe from an outreach. They were so happy sharing testimonies like we all normally do, to say when the Lord has done something to us, we share testimonies, which is a very good thing. You are so happy. You are saying the Lord has done this for me. I want to believe that's exactly what the disciples were doing. But the devil was not happy when they were sharing testimonies. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the passage told us, he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Now, the devil took advantage that he was asleep and said, I'm coming to drown the ship. Praise be the name of the Lord. I also want to believe that these disciples, some of them were experienced fishermen. So when the storm came, they started to use their experience. Experience, yes, is good, but sometimes experience does not help you. You need a superior power. You need a power that is higher than that of your adversary. Now, so they tried their things, whatever they tried. By that, they realized they had failed. One thing I like about the disciples, they then realized we have come to the end of our natural abilities. We cannot help ourselves. Therefore, refer it to higher authority. What did they do? They called Jesus on the scene. That's the good part that they do. So, brother and sister, what are we saying this morning? We want to call Jesus on the scene. In our various situations, in our various whatever diverse things, We want to call Jesus on the scene. You can call your friend. Your friend might not even be able to help you. But we are saying we want to call Jesus on the scene. The disciples, maybe they could have called for Peter to say, Peter, do this and that. But Peter could also not help because he was in a fix. Praise be the name of the Lord. I also like the way the Lord Jesus Christ did it. He said, why are you so fearful? Hallelujah. So as we are calling Jesus on the scene, we want to cast away the fear as well. Because it is this fear that made the disciples not to cast away even this raging sea. Hallelujah. So we are calling upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We are calling him on the scene. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you call him on the scene, he comes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Our first quote, calling Jesus on the scene of 63. And the prophet says, I think it's time when trouble comes. On we say to those disciples who must have said, let's go wake him. Let's go call him. Let's call him on the scene. Oh, my beloved brother, my lovely sister, I love you. And remember, I'm telling you the truth. If you've got trouble tonight, he is right at hand. He can be called on the scene by just the move of your lips. Hallelujah. So the movement of your lips calls Jesus on the scene. Hallelujah. He will come on the scene. Hallelujah. So that's exactly what the prophet is saying. If you call him on the scene, he comes. Amen. Call Jesus to the scene. Wake Jesus, for we have him with us. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. So if he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and the disciples called him on the scene, and he came, and he changed the situation, I believe this morning, if you also have got a situation, and you call upon him, he will come and quieten your situation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, it was a life or death situation, brother and sister. Demons, they wanted to drown that sheep. Hallelujah. But the good thing is, they had him in the sheep. Oh, glory be to God. So, brother and sister, it is good to have him in your life. Hallelujah. No wonder why the prophet says, it is necessary. It is compulsory. It is a must that you have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. When you have the Holy Ghost, you are sealed within. Hallelujah. And when you are sealed within, it's a finished product. Even whatever comes, oh, nothing will trouble you because you are already a finished product. Sealed. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. We want to call Jesus on the scene. Brother and sister, I have confidence in my Jesus. When he is called on the scene, he changes the situation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And have faith in your God. Hallelujah. How can we be sure? That's paragraph 129 of calling Jesus on the scene. By his proven word, he is now waiting for you to call him on the scene. Oh, brother. He is actually waiting for you to call him on the scene. To be proved. So let us go and awake Christ in our lives. How do you awake Christ? By believing his word. Faith brings him on the scene. Highlight that. Faith brings him on the scene. No wonder why even the Lord Jesus Christ said, why are you fearful? When you have fear, it drives away faith. But when you have that faith, the prophet is saying, it brings him down. Hallelujah. And you know, when he comes down on the scene changes. Hallelujah. When there was gloom and sadness, happiness, joy will be there. Glory be to God. So we want to have that faith. Hallelujah. Which brings him on the scene. Glory be to God. Then call him on to confirm his word. And don't doubt. In fear, don't do that. Glory be to God. This issue of fear, oh, it has to go. Brother and sister, fear, no wonder why the prophet says, fear is of the devil. Hallelujah. Fear is of the devil. So we want to cast it out as we call him on the scene. Glory be to God. Just believe him as it is written and let it be done. And God will prove to you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, brother and sister, we want to call him on the scene. We don't want to worship a historic God, but we want to worship a present tense God. If he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we can call him on the scene and he will come. Hallelujah. For we are worship an invisible God. He is invisible. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Brother and sister, we worship the all-powerful one, the Lord Jesus Christ. He knows no defeat. So you do well to call him on the scene. For you know, when you call him on the scene, whatever situation you might have, it has to change. Glory be to God. The problem is, we don't want to call him on the scene. Hallelujah. We don't want to live right. Because you don't want to live right, when you are in a fix, you can't call upon him. But we are saying this morning, brother, if you have to fix your life, and so that when you are calling him on the scene, he will come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, you have to say, devil, you are defeated. And for sure, he is defeated when you call him on the scene. Hallelujah. Remember, this boat, the ship was about to sink. 10,000 devils, they thought they were going to sink the ship. For sure, water was in there. If they hadn't, were not going to wake him up, I'm sure this ship was going to sink. But they did the good thing. Call Jesus on the scene. Hallelujah. That's exactly what we are saying this morning, brother. It doesn't matter. Your boat of life might appear as if it's about to sink. But just call him on the scene. Hallelujah. I like it. He just wakes up and go on the braille of the ship and say, peace, be still. Hallelujah. I don't care, brother and sister, what situation it is. If nature heard the voice of the supernatural voice of the maker, he simply said, peace, be still. There was no question. The wind, the storm obeyed the voice of the maker. Hallelujah. So what is your situation, brother and sister, that cannot obey the voice of him? So we are saying this morning, let's call him on the scene. Glory be to God. We can say, brother and sister, if you want your condition, yes, you can remain with your condition. But if you want a condition change, if you want a situation change, if you want your situation to be changed right away, call him on the scene, brother and sister. And he will simply say, peace, be still. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If the situation changed for the disciples, I want to believe, brother and sister, if we say we worship the true God, if we say we worship the same God who was yesterday, today, and forever, if we worship I am, your situation has to change if you call him on the scene. Brother and sister, we are looking for sisters. We are looking for brothers who are sick and tired of their situation and say, today, I'm going to call him on the scene. If you say, today, I am sick and tired even of the life that I'm living. I'm living under my privileges. But today, I'm calling him on the scene. Glory be to God. Brother and sister, if you call him on the scene, my Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's take another quote. The same calling Jesus on the scene, but of 64. Paragraph 171. We want to have confidence. We want to have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. If we have that faith, remember the prophet says, it is that faith that calls him on the scene. So yes, we want that faith so that he comes on the scene. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We don't want cowards. We don't want people who are fearful. Do you know, brother and sister, if you are fearful, even sickness will just, even now, if you hear you are all right, and then you are just told you have a disease, your body, because of fear, it succumbs even to that fear and you actually become sickly. But if you have the faith and you say, I don't believe you, who is sick is not me, you shake that thing off, brother and sister, your body will have to be subjected even to your faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Fear is so dangerous, brother and sister. You know, naturally or scientifically, fear produces some hormones or what we are called flight hormones. Now, you are seated there, and maybe you see something passes by which is harmless. You continue sitting there, no problem, because that flight hormone is not produced in your body. But now you are seated still at the same position, and at the same place, you see this black mamba is making its way. You look at it, fear strikes. A hormone, the flight hormone is produced. You see somebody running away because fear has produced flight hormones. But brother and sister, what are we saying also? When you call Jesus on the scene, instead of producing flight hormones of being produced by fear, faith comes in. It also produces hormones. Hallelujah. When you look at a situation, you look right at it in the face and you tell that situation, you are a liar. Sickness, you are a liar. Devil, you are a liar. Hormone is also produced, brother, that has got muscles. Like remember the prophet says, faith has got hairs. Oh, hallelujah. Hairs on his chest, brother. Oh, genuine faith knows no defeat. It's already done. Hallelujah. So even if you have such a glaring situation, genuine faith says it's already done. Hallelujah. It's already over. You can even start celebrating. Hallelujah. I want to believe. The prophet talks of a story of a couple who had a son who was in hospital. Hallelujah. And that baby was just supposed to die. Given just, in fact, was unconscious 3 days. Oh, hallelujah. But the prophet went in. After negotiations, of course, they were refusing him to go to pray because they were saying the disease is contagious. But then he was dressed, and then he went in, and he started to pray. A simple prayer he prayed. After the prayer, I like this thing. The couple, they started celebrating. Hallelujah. They started celebrating, yes, to say our baby is going to be well. Until a medical nurse says, you don't understand. Your baby is going to die. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now, the prophet says, it depends on what you are looking at. When you call Jesus on the scene, it doesn't matter. Even if you are condemned or declared to say you have got only 2 hours to live. But when you call him on the scene, it doesn't matter even what the machine is declaring. The machine might be declaring 2 hours and you are gone. But when you call him right on the scene, brother and sister, when you call him on the scene, you can start even rejoicing, brother and sister. Even before you see them results, start rejoicing. Hallelujah. What did Elijah do? Hallelujah. When there was famine for 3 years, no rain. Glory be to God. But he said, hallelujah. He said, I worship the true God. I called my Jesus on the scene. Oh, then he said, when the servant went to look and he saw a cloud on the seventh time, a cloud the size of a man's hand. Glory be to God. He started already to celebrate. He said, I hear the abundance of rain. He said, keep air, run. If you don't want the water to catch you, you better go on your chariot. Glory be to God. We are looking for sisters. We are looking for brothers. When they call Jesus on the scene, they start rejoicing. Hallelujah. I am rejoicing night and day. Glory be to God. Don't have a gloomy face. Hallelujah. When you call him on the scene, brother and sister, gloomy situation changes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What happened even to Martha and Mary? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They were so, it was a gloomy sight. They were unhappy because they buried their brother. 4 days he was in the grave. Oh, glory be to God. But naturally, physically, when they called Jesus on the scene, glory, hallelujah. Oh, when he came, yes, the prophet says he cried. He was a man when he cried, but he was more than a man when he went on the grave of Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come forth. Glory be to God. When he was called on the scene, brother and sister, he changed the situation. Lazarus, who was dead 4 days, hallelujah, when Jesus was called on the scene, hallelujah, corruption knew its master, hallelujah. Brother and sister, if corruption knows its master, if even these worms, the skin worms, they knew the voice, that supernatural voice. Maybe they were even feasting on the flesh. Glory be to God. But when they heard the voice of the Maker, the supernatural voice, oh, they quit eating. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. A man who was dead 4 days, he rose up. Nothing is impossible, brother, when you call Jesus on the scene. He was called physically on the scene. And this morning, we are also saying, brother, we can also call him on the scene. What a situation you might have, but I'm imploring you, brother and sister, if you don't like your situation, call Jesus on the scene. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God is awesome. My Jesus reigns. He knows no defeat. I put my trust in him. I call him on the scene. Glory be to God. In fact, he is waiting for you to call him on the scene. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God said so. That finishes it. So we're talking about genuine faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you really believe it, that touches him. Now that little woman that touched his garment, she said, if but just only touch his garment, I will be made whole. And she did it. And when she carried out what her faith wanted her, had to do, I like this, is what her faith wanted her to do. So what, you must have that faith and then carry out what your faith wants you to do. Glory, to touch it. He felt it and he turned around and spoke to her. Now he is the same yesterday, today and forever. If you just only believe Christ, let your faith touch his garment. And he right now is the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. We all know that. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will have to act today as he did yesterday if he is the same high priest. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I like that. If God did it in the time past, you find a situation, you can just grab it, pull it out, wave it before the Lord. He will come and also minister to you the same manner or the same way he did to that person. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm calling Jesus of 63 at 142. Now, can you call him into your life and say, Lord Jesus, I take him, take you at your word. I believe that you are here. I believe that you are here tonight to help me. I want you in my boat. Hallelujah. I want you, the great Holy Spirit, to come in. So we want the Holy Ghost in our lives, brother and sister. We know when the Holy Ghost comes, things won't be the same. Hallelujah. Even the lying will go. Root of bitterness, it will go because you'll be having the Holy Ghost in your life. Love will come in when you invite him, when you invite the Holy Ghost in your life. Hallelujah. You so say, come to me. I am in trouble. Tell him the truth. I am in trouble. Like the disciples, they said, care is not that we perish. They were in trouble. Brother and sister, I am sick. Are you sick this morning? Oh, brother and sister, call him on the scene. Hallelujah. I am a sinner. This morning, brother, you are saying, I am a sinner. Call him on the scene. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory. Hallelujah. I want you to come. I want you to help me. Oh, hallelujah. I realize that you are just laying there waiting to be or for me to call you. I'm going to call on you with all my heart. Who will say that this morning? to say, I'm going to call him on the scene. Glory, hallelujah. He is waiting for you to call him on the scene. We're going to read the deity of Jesus Christ. Paragraph 80. We want the Holy Ghost in our lives, brother and sister. When the Holy Ghost comes in you, yes, you then can speak, brother, things into or out of existence. Hallelujah. Paragraph 80, the date of Jesus Christ, the prophet says, in that same power, the same Christ, hallelujah, let the fundamentalists, let the people who deny the power of God say it's wrong. But the same power that spoke the world into existence in those people that's got the Holy Ghost. So you see now how important it is to have the Holy Ghost. That's right. Men and women, it's time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Listen to this. It's time that we found out who you are. You might not even know who you are, but the prophet is saying, this is the time to find who you are. The devil is trying to hide you back. Where are we? Oh, yes. To tell you that you are some little, draw down something, you are not. Hallelujah. You are not. You are sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. If you are a son and daughter of God, brother, you should not walk with your face down like this. But you should look at the devil right in the face and say, you devil, you are defeated. Hallelujah. Deity is not in heaven. Hallelujah. I like this quote. Deity is not in heaven, but is in you. Glory. If deity is not in heaven, brother and sister, it is in you. So, brother, there is no need for you to fear. So you can call him on the scene. Hallelujah. Any situation, brother, that's stopping you, you can tell that devil and say, Satan, you are defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because deity is not in heaven. Hallelujah. When you are walking with deity, brother, there is no need for you to fear. When you are walking with deity, there is no need for you to be so fearful. But you should walk like even that slave who in a foreign land, so far away, but he realized, I'm a son of a king. Therefore, because I'm a son of a king, I behave like a son of a king. Brother and sister, we are sons and daughters of God, so we should not be fearful. We should tell the devil right in the face to say, Satan, you are defeated. You are too late to begin with. Brother, tell the devil, show what you are made out of. Hallelujah. You are sons and daughters of God. Glory. Glory. Maybe we'll just skip, we'll go down. Nothing was made by him who Christ, the deity. He brought down plagues. You hear that? He brought down plagues and everything in the days of Egypt. Who Christ? He stopped the mouths of lions. He quenched the violence of the fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. They raised the dead from the grave. Hallelujah. If the dead were raised from the grave, brother and sister, it is possible. Your situation can also change. Hallelujah. There is no reason why your situation should just remain the same. Glory. It should change. We should challenge the devil. Glory be to God. We are looking for brothers. We are looking for sisters who are saying, I'm sick and tired of the situation. Greatest battle ever fought. The prophet says, paragraph 426, that is when you call Jesus on the scene. And grab the faith, that sword of the Spirit that says the Lord, scream hallelujah. Scream hallelujah, amen. Then cut down every enemy in front of you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Get away from me, wake. Brother and sister, we don't want people who are fearful of the devil. You wake him. You cut him with the word. Whether it be a demon, whether it's an enemy, whether it's sickness, whether it be a disease, whatever, take the word and pull it with a sword. If you wake it, for the first time, it don't seem to move. Wake it again. Wake it again. Wake it again. Hallelujah. So you keep on waking. Hallelujah. You wake it, brother and sister, until it has to give way. Hallelujah. So your sickness has to go. Hallelujah. You fight it. You wake it, brother. If you wake it for the first time, it doesn't move. Don't give up. Fight, brother. Fight. Fight until you win. Remember, you are a son and daughter of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the message, Elijah and Elisha, paragraph 33. So, brother and sister, when we call Jesus on the scene, we also want to hear your testimonies. Glory. We don't want to hear. Yes, we're going to hear other people's testimony, but we also want to hear yours. Because you personally, you would have called him on the scene. The prophet says, say, well, Miss So-and-so got healed. She had cancer. Mr. So-and-so was in a wheelchair. He walked. What about you? Hallelujah. So we also want to hear your testimony, brother and sister. Let's cross over tonight. Notice when they got across, he said, you have asked a hard thing, but nevertheless, if you see me when I go, you will have it. They got their eye, one of them on a Christ and one on the world. So we don't want people who have another eye on the world and another eye on the on Christ and the other one on the world. Fix your eyes on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They got their eye, one on Christ and the other on the world. And that's the reason we are not getting anywhere. I can see Elisha watching him, every move he made. That's the only way he was ever going to get a blessing, is when he watched him, kept his eye on him. Keep your eye on Christ. Don't look to how sick you are or what the doctor said. Look what Christ said. Keep your eye right there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The prophet says in the message, there is a secret believer. He was talking about Peter. He was asking for a test. And then he was asked to walk. But remember, he walked. It is only when he realized, when he saw the weight, fear came into him, that's when he began to sink. So the prophet is saying, when he seen the waves were contrary, he began to sink. And every man that will look at his affliction after being prayed for is sure to sink. You don't look at your affliction. You keep your eyes on the promise giver, the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes on his word. He's the one who promised. He watches over you to perform it. He keeps it in the hollow of his hand, and in the depth of his heart is buried. His words has to be true. Get your mind off your sickness, off your troubles. Keep your eye on Jesus. Hallelujah. Exposition 17, chapter 2, the Patmos vision, the prophet says, don't fear, John. Don't fear, little flock. All that I am, you are heir to. All my power is yours. My omnipotence is yours. My omnipotence is yours as I stand in your midst. I have not come to bring fear and failure, but love and courage and ability. So, brother and sister, this issue of fear, brother, is so evil because it drives away all the faith that you might have. You could be even on your road of recovery, but if you allow fear to come, it is finished. You go back to the same old condition and you are finished. All power is given unto me and it is yours to use. You speak the word and I will perform it. That's my covenant and it can never fail. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, I'll just keep praying. Isaiah 31. When we are saying calling Jesus on the scene, brother and sister, yes, we talked about calling for a superior power. You don't just call upon anyone, but you look at somebody who can help you. Isaiah 31, verse 1. Woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help. Hallelujah. And stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. What are we saying, brother? We are saying calling Jesus on the scene. We are not looking unto Egypt. Egypt was a superpower. But Lord is saying, you don't have to look at horses. You don't have to look at chariots because you have to look unto Jesus. No, what are we are saying this morning? Call Jesus on the scene. Look, verse 3. Now the Egyptians are men and not God. Their horses flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he who is helpeth shall fall, and he that is helping shall fall down, and they shall fail together. Hallelujah. So, brother, we are saying, you put your trust in the true God. You call the true Jesus Christ on the scene, so that you get help. Because if you look for help from somebody, if you look for help from another source of power, yourself and that power, both of you will fall to the ground. But I'm saying, if we call Jesus on the scene, brother and sister, it doesn't matter the situation. The situation has to change. It has to be tamed because there is nothing that is impossible with him. There is nothing that is too hard with the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, remember, even Elijah at Mount Carmel, he was sick and tired. He then said, if God be God, let us worship him. But if Baal is God, then let's worship Baal. So he was calling his God right on the scene. We are saying calling Jesus on the scene. Brother and sister, he said, yes, dig trenches, pour water, another round of water. Oh, brother and sister, he had trust and confidence in his God. Hallelujah. Then he called his God on the scene. Hallelujah. And for you, if you put your trust in God, when you call him on the scene, he comes. Hallelujah. Oh, and he licked it with fire. The water was licked. The stones, the dust too, they were licked away. Because He was called on the scene. Hallelujah. So brother and sister, we are saying this morning, we want to call him on the scene. We want to call Jesus right in the midst of the problem. Your problem, call him on the scene. Hallelujah. Even blind Bartimaeus, he called him on the scene. If he had not called him on the scene, he was going to remain a beggar. He was going to remain a blind man. But he said, I am sick and tired of asking people to carry me, of asking people to help me. And he said, I am going to call Jesus on the scene. Brother and sister, his situation changed. Oh, blindness, darkness was changed into light. It was changed into day. Why? He called Jesus on the scene. Oh, this morning, I'm also inviting you, brother and sister, if you have a situation, you have the right this morning to call Jesus on the scene. And when you call him on the scene, he comes. Hallelujah. Oh, brother and sister, even the disciples, remember, they were about to perish, but they cried out, Master, carest that we perish. I want to believe this morning, brother, if we put our trust in him, if we call him on the scene, he will come. Hallelujah. If you call him on the scene, doubt dissolves away. Hallelujah. Fear vanishes away. Oh, brother and sister, we are looking for sisters. We are looking for brothers who say, I'm calling Jesus on the scene. The impossible becomes possible when you call Jesus on the scene. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The prophet says, even the impossible, it will fade away. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Gloom, sadness, whatever, the negative, when you call Jesus on the scene, they will be changed. Gloom will be changed into gladness. It will be changed into peace. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's exactly what happened. Even to Martha and Mary, there was sadness. There was gloom. But when they called him on the scene, oh, there was joy. In the family, there was pandemonium. Hallelujah. So we want to call him on the scene. Calmness will come. Love will come. Root of bitterness will have to go. Glory be to God. Talk about love, brother and sister. He is love. So when you call him on the scene, hate has to go. Hallelujah. Oh, brother and sister, I do not understand. You are saying I'm a Christian, yet you hate your brother, yet you hate your neighbor. Oh, it is high time that you call Jesus on the scene. Hallelujah. When he comes, love himself. Hallelujah. Brother, it's not possible for darkness and light to appear, to cohabitate, or to live at the same time. Glory. So if you call Jesus on the scene, if you call love on the scene, hate will have to fly away. Hate will have to scout. It has to look for cover. It has to run away. So this morning we are saying, brother, call Jesus on the scene. If you are sick and tired of hating your neighbor, call Jesus on the scene. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That root of bitterness, it has to go. Why? When you call him on the scene, oh, you call him on the scene. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even brother, if you are seeing, you are trying to live right. You are trying to do this and it's failing. Try, call Jesus on the scene. Hallelujah. Do you have any river this morning which you cannot tunnel through or walk through? Brother and sister, we are saying, call Jesus on the scene. Do you have any mountain you are failing to tunnel through? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to invite you this morning to call upon the master of the wind. Hallelujah. The master of all circumstances. Hallelujah. He is not only the master of the wind, but the master of all circumstances. Hallelujah. My boat of life sails on the troubled sea. Every day there is wind in my sail, but I have a friend who is watching over me. Where the breeze turns into a gale. Hallelujah. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle. through the heights, among the peaks of my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. It may bring me low, but it will never bring me down. Hallelujah. Because Papa Eagle is watching over you. Call Papa Eagle right on the scene, brother and sister. If he comes on the scene, he changes things. If you call him on the scene, brother and sister, I want to guarantee you, your life will never be the same. You'll never be sick. You'll never have issues, brother. But he will change. He will change your situation because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What happened? Cleopas and Fred, they were going. Gloomy faces. Hallelujah. They started talking about him. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, your conversation should be right. When your conversation is right, he comes. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord Jesus Christ for giving us the ability to speak right. Glory be to God. So I'm inviting you, if you have a situation today, don't look for tomorrow, but you are saying, I'm calling Jesus on the scene right away, and your situation has to be changed. Brother and sister, I know people are full of fear because of the current circumstances. People are full of fear to say, I'm going to contract the disease. But brother and sister, I'm saying, let's call Jesus on the scene. Let's call him on the scene. He will then say, let the death angel pass. God's bride is safe at last because we are calling him on the scene. When you call him on the scene, brother and sister, you walk, you know you are protected. Just like Job, the devil had to complain to say you there is a hedge around him. Brother and sister, that is what happens. You have a hedge around you when you call Jesus on the scene. Let's raise our feet. We just want to pray together. Calling him on the sea. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you this morning. We want to appreciate you, mighty Jehovah. Lord, we realize, oh God, there are some situations where we are not able to help ourselves. We are calling upon you, Lord, to say, come on the scene, Almighty. Come, my Lord, and address our other situations. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord, for keeping us, Almighty Jehovah, for giving us the food, for giving us the protection, oh God. Lord Jesus Christ, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? From eternity to eternity, thou art God. We wonder why we are calling upon thee, Father, to say, come, Almighty Jehovah. Lord God, we live in a world full of fear. We live in the world with this plague, oh God. And Father, we are calling upon thee, calling you on the scene to say, come, my Lord, and help us, Lord. Come, my Lord, and protect us, oh God. May the blood of Jesus Christ cover your children, oh God. Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father, protect every child of yours, Lord. Remember, Lord, you died for him on the cross of Calvary. Remember also, Lord, Heavenly Father, that when you were carrying that cross, oh, it was heavy. But Simon of Cyrene helped you carry that cross. Father, look at the descendants of Simon of Cyrene. They need help. That's why with their lips, they are calling you on the scene. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you answer their prayer. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you may be with them, Lord. You fill them with the Holy Ghost Almighty, that they will live right for you, Father. Lord, we pray, help us, O God. Forgive us, O God. Wash us whiter than the snow, Almighty Jehovah. Lord God, when you come to take us home, we'll be able to meet you, Lord God, for we know the rapture is very soon. Your coming is very soon. Help us as we commit everything, Lord, in your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. May the Lord bless you. We have come to the end of our service. We want to thank God for his goodness. We want to thank him for his mercy. God bless you. Until we meet again, I love you. Love one another. Yes. That is what we are expected to do. Thank you, the Lord, for keeping us. We thank him.
for being with us all the time. God bless you, and shalom. Amen.